Governor Mike Braun has used four emergency executive orders to suspend Indiana's fuel taxes since April, giving the state the cheapest gas in the country at a nation-low average of $3.12 a gallon. That relief runs out on August 6, because state law bars the governor from renewing an emergency proclamation again without legislative approval, and letting it lapse would slam drivers with a combined 61-cent per gallon jump overnight. The timing lands right as fall harvest ramps up, when farms burn far more fuel in their pickup trucks and service vehicles, potentially adding thousands of dollars in weekly costs per operation and squeezing grain elevators and co-ops that pass higher hauling fees back as lower crop bids. With input costs already up about 50% and a special legislative session only floated but not scheduled, this looming tax cliff could thin already razor-thin farm margins right when producers can least afford it.